Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. I hope your week is off to a great start. We have a great week of shows ahead, including an interview with the one and only Chris Hogan, whose new book, Retire Inspired, releases today. That's right, Retire Inspired releases today, and you can get that book at stewardship.com right now. Again, stewardship.com right now. Make sure you give us a call. The number is 866-357-3283. We want to hear your questions. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear your, maybe you have some testimonies of what God is doing already in the start of this new year. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. I've got a verse I want to share with you as we start off the program today. John 3:17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." And we're going to be talking a lot about your calls today. You're going to call in and say, talk about some good things you're doing with money, some bad things you're doing in life and with money, some not so brilliant things. And I just want you to know, God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that's exactly what this show is about. That same love. And we're not talking about condemnation. We're talking about hope and encouragement and how to get you either through something or to something. So we really want to help out in that regard. Again, 866-357-3283. And first on the line today from Indianapolis, Indiana, which is our associate producer, Amanda's hometown. She's very proud of this call. This is Lisa calling in. Lisa, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, I am better every day. How can I help you?
My husband and I, we are recently getting some inheritance money. And after paying whatever debt we have about $9,000 to $10,000 left that we're trying to figure out what we should do with it.
You mean okay? You said after debt payoff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Do you have any savings?
Well, yeah, we're kind of doing things a little mixed up, but we have about 3 months worth of expenses saved up.
Okay. Okay. And how much is that?
About $14,000.
And do you own your home?
Well, we are currently renting right now.
Okay. All right. How are you doing with investments? Do you have any investments?
I do have a Roth IRA that I contribute to. I have a traditional IRA that has, just from previous employers, I just kind of rolled to get like previous 401ks that I just rolled together. My husband has his 401k.
Would you say that you have this year already have a plan in place to hit the 15% of your household income going towards retirement?
We haven't gotten that far yet. And
okay.
I think it's because we're still looking at, you know, we're still house hunting. And so we don't really have any necessarily debt right now, but mm-hmm. we are, you know, we're house hunting. And not to also mention that I have a car lease. So I know, don't get me started there, but so I have a year left with this car lease. You know, next year I want to get rid of this and get something where I can pay for.
Yeah. The big question is what to do with this $9,000.
Yeah, close to 10 probably, but.
Yeah, based on what you just told me, I would keep it liquid. I would just add it to your 14. And so you've got 24 in the account. And, you know, when it comes to replace your lease or to get out of your lease the cheapest way possible, you're going to have that money already set aside for a car. You could do that, or if you don't need the second car, you can put that towards 20% down on your home. Yeah, but usually where you're at, you're in baby step 3B is what we call this. And after you've already done the 3 to 6 months of expenses, this is where you save up for your down payment for your house. And that's where you're at.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked because, you know, it'd be a shame if you put that into investments and then you found yourself borrowing borrowing for a car in 9 months. So you're going to put an investment for, anywhere from 6 to 12%, depending on the current market, and you're going to go borrow a car for 6 to 12%. Like, it just, that's just silly. So I just keep it liquid for now. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much, Lisa. And those of you that are, in a similar situation where you're wondering whether you're going to buy a house in the near future, I will recommend our ELPs, our real estate professionals, who are absolutely incredible. And you can find them at stewardship.com. Next on the line from Atlanta, Georgia, we've got David. David, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I'm honored.
Thank you. My wife and I have 3 kids, and we entered a Chapter 13 bankruptcy in March. And like, we recently talked to our attorney about voluntarily stopping our bankruptcy to pay our debts ourselves, especially since I found out what we paid this year went to the attorney and nothing towards the debt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really think we can pay off the debt ourselves. My wife agrees about getting us out of debt, but we're disagreeing on a how.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what we do, we have to make more money. Like, I've been trying to encourage my wife to apply for higher-paying jobs, but she will not budge. Yeah. She loves her job and is hesitant to look elsewhere. She has a master's and 10 years of HR experience. We know she can make more money, but she's not willing to budge.
Mm.
She wants to coast along until the Chapter 13 is finished, and I want to stop and pay it off. Like, we live paycheck to paycheck with about 15% of our income going to daycare. Like, I know I have health issues, and so, unfortunately, I never know when my heart condition will put me in the hospital.
Mm.
Like, currently, I work full-time, and I'm looking for part-time jobs and higher-paying jobs. But with the amount of debt we have, I know it's going to take both of us bringing in more money.
Yeah. How much debt do you have, David?
Total, almost $250,000.
Okay. And what's the income?
We're doing about $60,000 a year together.
$60,000 together?
Yes.
Okay. What's the debt? What's the $250,000? Is it school?
$175,000 of it is school, and the other $80,000 is, it runs the gamut of like a lot of medical bills.
Yeah.
Payday loan.
Was some of this before y'all got married?
No, actually, I think this is since we've been together.
Okay.
My wife did the file a Chapter 7 before I ever met her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had like a bad divorce and the child passed away, so everything really got bad for her at that time.
Okay, and so you want to pay all this off and she wants to just walk away from it all?
I think she just wants to stay into the Chapter 13 just because it kind of offers protection, because she's afraid of people coming in trying to sue us or like garnish our wages before we can make like proper arrangements with them.
Well, is there an option for her to be able to pick up an extra job, not switch jobs? Is that an option?
Yeah, I believe she's looked into that because she works in higher education since she recently just got a master's. She's looked into trying to teach adjuncts, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But I know she's not really getting anywhere with that at the moment.
Yeah. And so her major pushback is that she doesn't see the point, or she's not willing to sacrifice?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, she really enjoys her job. Like, she's worked hard to get there. Like, we were living in Illinois, and we moved back to the Atlanta area so that she could take this job at the university. So she thinks it's her dream job.
Yeah, a couple things stick out to me, David. I can see you're, like, right on, I can feel it. You're on the brink of, like, getting really impatient with her, if you haven't already. I feel like you're trying to be patient, but you don't see her side of the coin. When you go to proceed from here, my biggest thing is you're going to want to do this, not get her to do this. You're not trying to get her to have to. You want her to want to. So I'll just just play this thing out. If you got her to because she had to, that is a miserable life for her, a miserable life for you. That's a lot of tension in the home, maybe even be the wedge that drives this relationship apart completely. So you've really got to get her to want to. You want to inspire her to do this. And so what I would do is two things. One, I would inspire her through the sacrifice that I'm doing personally. And I know you said that you've got the heart condition. Whatever you can do where you keep the stress level down, but you are being very intentional with your 168 hours a week and really getting after it. But at the same time, taking care of your health, whatever that means for you. And the second thing is to try to motivate her with these extra hours that she does, some kind of meeting in the middle. where, let's say she makes another $30,000 a year as an adjunct professor, where she gets 10 of it for, you guys agree to a term, how much in the beginning, like 10,000 of it is for you to take dream vacations, or you to go out with your girlfriends, or us to do something really fun. So try to make it so it's really motivating for her. You really want her to want to, not have to. And then just remember this, Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. As you go through this, you're going to get much further faster by speaking to her in very patient tones and being very calm and very collect. Think about the last time that you went to complain at a restaurant. If you went in there and you're throwing stuff around and you're mad and you're angry, that doesn't get you very far. But if you go in there very understanding, I see your point of view. I want you, this is my experience, and I really wish that you guys would have done a better job with your customer service in this scenario. You usually get a lot further faster. So this soft answer turning away wrath is a great concept for us all to apply. You do have a big, huge a deal in front of you. $250K is not a big, that's not a small thing to tackle. So I would just recommend you guys getting on the same page. Try to find some middle ground for you guys to work on, and then chip away a little bit at a time. Her, as far as her, like that whole chapter 13 and all the thinking behind all that, I don't follow her on that. I don't follow her. I mean, you guys could, you're not that protected, with that. They're going to be all over you regardless. You owe people a lot of money.
Right.
So I just think you guys pay off as much as possible, live on very little, and just live a very content life. And I do think that if she's got master's abilities and she's got the potential to make more money, I do think from a stewardship perspective, she really needs to think through, is she settling on what else she can do with her abilities that God's given her? I can't tell her that she's doing that, but she needs to investigate that with the Lord.
Right.
It sounds to me like she's a very gifted lady, and I think God wants to use those gifts. So I would ask her on a spiritual level to investigate that.
Okay.
All right, David?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call. Well, folks, a lot of times when folks are dealing with those kind of things, you think you got to sit back and remember when you used to dream again, like when you used to dream as a couple. Obviously, the dream wasn't to have $250,000 in debt, be 60 years old and have paid this thing down to maybe 180, maybe 210. That's not what we're looking for. So, when you're thinking about dreams, I'm thinking about Chris Hogan's book today, launching today. What kind of dreams do you have for your retirement? Do you want to be a blessing or do you want to be a burden? America's trusted voice on retirement, Chris Hogan, has a brand new book called Retire Inspired that will show you how to set yourself and your family up for a secure financial future. So whether you're 25, whether you're 65, no matter where you're at in your journey, it's never too early and never too late for anyone to start planning for their retirement dream. Chris gives you the plan to get there, and will walk you along the way, because retirement isn't an age, it's a financial number. And that's what he tells us in the book. So go to stewardship.com today to order the brand new book as of today from Chris Hogan. It's called Retire Inspired, and it's only $20. You shouldn't struggle with worry. You shouldn't struggle with uncertainty and fear with thinking about your family legacy. You can retire prepared, and you can retire inspired.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you'd like to speak with Chris, let us know in your email or call us, and we'll make sure and get in touch with you. You can email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
The next call comes from Denver, Colorado. This is Arissa. Arissa, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you today?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
I have been listening to you for a while now. I was able to see you at the SMART conference here.
Oh, good. That was a fun time.
And it was. I learned so much.
Oh, good.
I never knew before. I'm 24. This Easter, I committed myself as a Christian, and I'm trying to do the right thing and, you know, obey what the Lord says about tithing. Mm. That's been the message I keep hearing since November, whether it's from church or through a podcast ministry that I listen to.
Mm.
And I've been in debt for 6 years now.
Yeah.
And it's not going away. It started off with $24, and it got all the way up to $35,000 with my car. Now I'm down to $27,000, but I don't know if I'm doing the right steps or doing the right thing. I want to give, but at the same time, I'm not making any progress in knocking off my debt, and I just received a letter. I just got hired on at work, so I have an idea of what the next year will be like as far as income. I used to have pretty irregular income.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of lost. I want to tithe, but everywhere I look, there's like give and donate, and I'm just, I didn't know what to do.
Well, congratulations on your big decision. That's the biggest decision of your life. And so definitely want to celebrate that with you. That's pretty cool thought to know that you're going to have eternity in heaven. That's pretty cool that we'll be hanging out partying together. So that'll be very, very cool. Now, tell me a little bit about this debt. What do you got left?
So if I calculated, it's about $9,000 in debt, just credit cards, and then $18,000 I have left on my car. Again, on my car, my parents paid cash for it so that I wouldn't have to. They know that I've been in debt, and that's why they helped me out. They have way better foundations on money. I don't know where I went off. They paid cash for my car, and we agreed that I would pay them back.
Okay.
Through, you know, word that I would give them every month, you know, as much as a car payment.
Yeah. Arissa, what's your income?
Right now, my income this next year is going to be $30,000 a year. I was making about, with my irregular income, I also lost my job earlier this spring. Sorry, I didn't throw that in there. That's why I had so irregular income this year.
Yeah.
I was making about $1,500 a month.
Okay. Arissa, tell me a little bit about your family. Have you started your family yet?
No, I still live at home. So what happened was I had a great job. I had this job that paid almost $20 an hour. I was working overnight, 8 hours a night, 6 days a week. It was very tiring. I ended up getting fired from work this spring due to conflict.
All right, hey Arissa, I'm going to make this super simple for you. Okay, so you've got a natural tendency to look backwards, to look in the past about future decisions. And so it's not a bad thing. I just want to help you. I want to simplify this. Okay. Here's the deal.
Yes.
You're making $30,000 a year. Okay. You are living at home. So that's, let's see, about $7,000 a year in expenses that you're not having that you normally would have.
Yes.
So, here's what I would recommend for you to do. I would recommend you to sell the car. Okay. And then you'll be able to pay back your mom and dad. You didn't ask for all this help, but this is just extra. And then we're going to get to what your original question was. And then the $9,000 in credit card debt, you can be out of that within the next 8 to 9 months. Okay, so you're debt-free completely in the next 8 or 9 months. You are driving a $1,000 to $2,000 hoopty, but now you're going to have $30,000 a year where you can save up and buy a car with cash. Now, if you were not to sell the car and you weren't going to go that route and you said, you know, Chris, that's a little too extreme for me, you still can be out of debt very, very soon in your scenario because you haven't started a family yet. You can get another job. You can make $45,000 to $50,000 a year because two jobs at your stage of life is very, very easy to do. So I tell you all that because I don't want to look to the past. I want to look to the future. You can be completely out of debt within the next 6 months, if you're serious.
That would be so liberating.
Yeah, you can do this. When it comes back to your original question, I have got to tell you about this scripture, okay? So really, when you're saying that it's tough for you to tithe and you're not really sure what to do there and all that kind of stuff and you're struggling with that, just think about this. The reason why it's hard for you is because you have the credit card debt and you have the car. So really what you're doing is saying it's hard to give to the Lord, the one that saved my soul, the one that saved my eternity. I'm not saying this in a mean way. I'm just saying this is what is actually happening so that I can pay for a piece of metal that has four spinning tires on it and comfortable seats. So it doesn't really, it's what we say when we do these things, and you're not alone in this. But let me show you the scripture. It's really cool. Okay. Malachi 3:10-12 says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this. Try me, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord." So here's the deal. The bottom line is we can try it with 100% of money our way, or we can try it 90% with 90% of the money his way. And the end of the day is you are trusting God with your salvation. You're trusting God with your eternity. You're trusting God with the streets of gold. We can trust him with 10% of our money. The bottom line is Arista, you've got 10% somewhere else that you can cut. And I would strongly encourage you not to cut with the 10%. Of giving back to the church. I don't mean that in a legalistic way. I really do mean that in a relationship way. Giving is for us, not something wanted from us. Now, when it comes to, you said that you're getting exposed to all this donate here and donate there, I do think you're in a season where you shouldn't be giving a whole lot more above and beyond that 10%. Because 10% is really returning back to God. It's kind of our way of showing him that we truly believe he is the owner of all these things and all these blessings. It's the way that we say, you know what? You really are my great provider. This $30,000 comes from you. The above and beyond stuff is just as much for us as well. But I really believe you're going to give more if you can get in a good position first in this next 6 to 9 months. Then you can actually give more for the rest of your life because you're going to be 100% debt-free for the rest of your life. Now, Arista, as I'm talking, and I'm talking fast, and I'm talking a lot, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is way too much to take in, you told me that you got off on a wrong foot when it comes to finances. We want to help you with that, and so I want to give you Financial Peace University for free.
Thank you, sir.
You said you got off on the wrong foot. I want to help you. I don't want to just give you this 5 minutes of info. I want to give you 18 hours of info so you can make good decisions for the rest of your life. So Amanda is going to pick up in just a minute. We appreciate the phone call. We're behind you. We're cheering you on. We're partnering with you. Arista, you are the real deal.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much for your call. Well, folks, that is what it's all about. Man, can you hear it in Arista's voice? She is just hungry. She's humble. She's not quite like incredibly broken, but she's just in a moldable state. And anytime that I can sense that moldability, man, I want to invest in somebody like that because that is right. That is just, man, the soil is ripe. The soil is ready to go for God to do something huge, and I want in on it. And so we want to invest in that for sure. Well, folks, so you heard me earlier talk about Chris Hogan's book. Today's the day. Be sure to pick up your copy of Chris Hogan's new book, Retire Inspired, at stewardship.com. And be sure to tell your folks about that. Tell your friends. Tell your coworkers about that book, a tremendous resource. And be sure to listen tomorrow as we're going to have Chris Hogan right here on the show with us. As always, let's stay in touch on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, at Chris Brown On Air. Again, that's Chris Brown On Air. Folks, it has been a pleasure. And until next time, let's manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.